It's time for terror, ambiguity, suspense. Welcome back to another installment of Perpetual Tales of Uncertainty, brought to you by Creptosil, makers of Manimal PM, Remington Gin, makers of the finest portable booze, and Winston Smooths, the cigarette for children and adults. Last time on Perpetual Tales of Uncertainty, we followed our intrepid adventurer, Chest Mannheim, as he traveled in time to the distant future of 1982 in search of a cure for his erectile dysfunction. After being overwhelmed by the nightmarish world of the future, he was transported back to his own time. We now find our hero in a state of shock, recuperating on the couch of his trusted psychoanalyst, Dr. Oedipus Fraud. He is joined by his faithful sidekick, Pimples McGee, and his long-suffering live-in girlfriend, Gail. Thank you both for coming right away.
How is he, Dr. Freud?
It's Fraud.
His condition?
No, my last name. It's pronounced Fraud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No worries. Now, can I offer either of you two something to drink? Whiskey, vodka, ethanol?
Do you have any Remington gin?
You know, I can't say that I do.
Don't worry. I always keep a fifth in my purse. It's the perfect fit. Wherever you want to get drunk, Remington gin is there.
How about you, Pimples?
Not now, Doc. I'm concerned about Chest.
Me too, Pimples. You know, it's been feeling pretty tight lately, and I have been coughing up quite a large amount of blood. And then there have been the rashes.
Doc?
Oh, you meant Chest. Yes, yes, of course. Here's your drinks.
What about Chest?
Oh! Pimples, you broke all the glasses.
No worries. I'll just have my secretary send up some more. Hold on one second. Yes, Dorothy, could you be a doll and send up some more glasses? Now would anyone like a cigarette before we see Chest? I have some delicious Winston Smooths, now with extra fiberglass.
I'd love one.
What about Chest, Doc? When are we gonna see him?
Oh, yes. Well, before you see him, you should know that when he came back from the future, he was in quite a state. He was rambling incoherently and violently shaking.
He's normally like that.
Prepare yourself for quite a sight.
Oh my God! What's happened to him, Doc? What's happened?
Oh God. These cigarettes are smooth.
Stay tuned for suspense, but first a word from our sponsors.
Have you ever wanted to have the brute strength of an octopus? Or the speed of a gazelle? How about the wisdom of an eagle? Or the sexual allure of a koala bear? Now you can have all you desire and more with Manimal PM from Creptosil, makers of Ferromax and Gormagon XL. How it works is simple. Just inject a small amount of the animal DNA of your choice directly into your tear ducts every night. After just 4 to 5 weeks, you'll see the results. Manimal PM. Side effects include abnormal hair growth, increased musk, facial seizures, calcified lung, and jungle fever.
Why isn't he moving? Is he still alive?
Well, I did give him a large dose of heroin to calm his nerves, but for some reason, he seems to be unconscious now.
What happened to those drinks, Doctor?
Dorothy should be on her way up.
I just want Chest to be okay.
So what exactly is wrong with Chest, Doctor?
Well, it's hard to tell. He could have permanent brain damage, or he could be taking what we in the medical community call a nap. It's just so hard to tell the difference. The human brain is still such a mystery. You know, scientists don't even know where in the body it's located.
I'm pretty sure it's in the head.
Well, it just might be, but there's really no way to be sure. The best we can do is to start drilling and to hope we strike it rich.
That doesn't make any sense!
It doesn't have to, Pimples. It's science.
Really, where are those drinks? I'm having trouble maintaining my buzz.
Yes. Where indeed?
Stay tuned for suspense. First, a word from our sponsors.
Well, if nobody has any objections, I'll start drilling.
Wait, Doctor. Will this be covered under Chest's insurance policy?
I think so, Gail. There might be a $25 copay.
There's no way I'm paying that.
I'll pay. I'll do anything for Chest.
You're the only one.
It's all right. Actually, though, if you'd be willing to do a small favor for me...
Anything, Doc!
I have a sure thing down at the racetrack.
The thing is, I'm not allowed down at the track anymore. Society still has such a hang-up about nudity.
I'm sure we can work out some sort of arrangement. But really, Doctor, where are those drinks?
Where indeed, Gale? I almost think I'm not drunk enough to perform this procedure correctly. Oh well, here goes nothing.
Oh, Chess!
Next time on Perpetual Tales of Uncertainty, will Chess ever regain consciousness? And will those drinks ever arrive? All that and much, much more next time. Don't forget to tune in for terror, ambiguity, suspense.